three guys that he listed as questionable, those guys will be game time decisions. So that might go all the way up until Sunday. Whoever takes their place, you know, like a Bronson Hill, you know, if he gets an opportunity because Ivory can't go or something like that, you know, you get some opportunities like that with some guys.
TJ moved around this week.
I thought he moved around pretty good. I think he's, you know, even though we played him, I think one of the things when you play him you're worried about is that a setback. But with him it hasn't been. Every week he's getting better, even though he's played. So his percentage is getting closer. I'm not saying it's 100 or 90, you know, but I know it's getting closer to that.
Have you been encouraged with Ivory and limited participation these last couple of years?
Yes. We've been able to kind of challenge him to see where he's at in some short area drills, you know, just to see how, you know, it's coming along. So his progress is good. I mean, just every day is so valuable with him.
Is Linder, he's obviously played a ton of football for you. Do you feel comfortable if he didn't get a lot of reps this week?
Yeah, I think that I don't want to diminish the fact that practice is so important. Yeah. But with him, the way he's getting his mental reps and being on it, I think right now number one is for him, as much time as he can be in the training room, you know, I think is what's so important for him now.
Hey, follow-up, you talked about Bradford earlier in the week, but at 70% for completion percentage, how rare is it to face a guy who's that accurate?
Well, I mean, he's doing a great job for him. I think, you know, there's really two different systems. You know, early in the year with North Turner, it's more deeper developing type routes with that. And then to be able to adjust with Shermer, it's more of a controlled passing game. Not that they won't take shots. You still see that ability for explosive plays. But he's been able to adjust to both styles and done very well in it. And I think that's a credit to him and his experience and just the coaches really having faith in him and, you know, utilizing, you know, all that that he has to offer.
Mm-hmm. With Thompson out, does that mean Josh Johnson would be active?
Yes.
Okay. Who would be your backup free safety?
You got him.
Josh Johnson.
He would be the fourth, really. All right. You know, fourth safety.
Jared Wilson has been active most of the year. Have you seen him make progress as a safety in practice?
Yes. We've been excited about him through training camp and on special teams. If you watch our special teams, he's been moved around different positions just because I think he's more of a guy that would do some good things the closer we get him to the point of attack. So if you see it on kickoff where he's moved around, punt team he's moved around just because of those abilities. Mm-hmm.